Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, Vice President J.D. Vance, he did. He landed in Butte on Tuesday. We were speculating about a potential visit by Vice President J.D. Vance on Tuesday's show as John Jackson, the Joker from X, joined us in studio and then speculated that he would not only go to Butte, but that he would go to Dillon as well. That happened. NBC Montana had the first official report Tuesday afternoon. We got that very quickly on our Montana Talks website. So we've got photos, we've got video of Vice President J.D. Vance landing in Butte and then his motorcade heading to Dillon. And so, yeah, I got quite the kick out of it when I shared the story yesterday afternoon on our Montana Talks website. I joked about how Vice President J.D. Vance must have heard about our Visit Montana promotion on the radio this week, where for 7 weeks straight we are highlighting Montana trivia as we promote each of Montana's seven tourism regions. And this week is Southwest Montana. So as we're talking about Visit Montana and Southwest Montana, the Vice President of the United States visits Southwest Montana. Got a great photograph from James Brown. James Brown is Montana's state auditor, but he's also a Dillon kid. In fact, I think I mentioned him yesterday on the show. You know, his family ranch goes back to, I believe, 1882. I think he just barely beat the Duttons of the Yellowstone TV show by about a year. But, you know, he's a Dillon kid, Montana state auditor. But he sent me a great photo of him and Vice President J.D. Vance on the tarmac at the Burt Mooney Airport in Butte. I just posted that on X. So if you go to x.com/Aaron Flint, you can see that photograph. James Brown is going to call us in about 1 hour to talk about the vice president's visit. So looking forward to hearing from him here in about 1 hour. We're going to pack a lot into that next hour, that 9 o'clock hour of the show. Man, I've got a lot of content that we're going to try to jam in there. And I always want to take your phone calls, too. So it's going to be a very busy 9 o'clock hour. Earlier this morning, I caught up with Montana's U.S. Senator Steve Daines right before Montana Coffee on Capitol Hill. He gave me the latest on that one big, beautiful bill that he is hopeful. He sounds confident that they will get the job done before the 4th of July holiday so that President Trump can sign that one big, beautiful bill into law for Independence Day for the 4th of July. And we talked about Montana energy and more, so I'm going to sneak that into the 9 o'clock hour of the show. Plus, Derek A. Stryker is the chief legal counsel for the Montana Family Foundation. They just earlier this week filed a petition with the Montana Supreme Court to overturn CI 128. That's that very deceptively crafted constitutional initiative that basically allows for abortion on demand all the way up until the due date. So I think you're going to be very interested in what Derek A. Stryker had to say about that. So we'll sneak in that to the 9 o'clock hour as well. So here in the 8 o'clock hour, we left the hour wide open for you. What do you want to talk about? Phone lines are open, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app as well. Again, what do you want to talk about? I think I'm going to start with President Trump's polling. The LA riots, it all ties in together. Stand by.
It's June 11th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is German Chocolate Cake Day, but it was not invented by the Germans. American baker Samuel German is credited with creating the dessert in the 1850s. Also on this day in 1963, the University of Alabama allows two African-American students, Vivian Malone and James A. Hood, to enroll. Segregationist Governor George Wallace, facing federalized Alabama National Guard troops, ends his blockade of the university. Tragedy in 1955. A race car in Le Mans, France, loses control, crashing into the stands filled with spectators, killing 82 people. Way back in 1776, the Continental Congress appoints five to write the Declaration of Independence. Born on this day in 1969, actor Peter Dinklage, known for his role as Tyrion Lannister on HBO's Game of Thrones, and four-time Super Bowl winning quarterback Joe Montana in 1956. I'm CJ Papa. That's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast. Just search our names, Clay and Buck. Listen and subscribe.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Montana Talks, where you get the mic. Call in now at 406-294-0970. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Man, I'll tell you what, I'm so excited for this hour, taking your phone calls and more. I had to get some protein. I had to calm down a little bit. Had to eat my protein chips here, yeah. It's a great mid-morning snack. I stopped in at Billings Last Diet last week and picked up a box of the Ranch Dorado protein chips. And man, those things are so good. They're so good, you like shake the bag out to get every last drop of that ranch seasoning. But here's the other thing. They're like, I should look at the bag here. Where did I put it? Anyway, they're like 15, 20 grams of protein. Tastes like potato chips. Even better, I think. But the protein with really good seasoning. I tell you what, that's why Billings Last Diet is such a great way to lose the weight, to burn the fat, but to keep the muscle mass. So if any of you are looking to slim down, and really it's not just about getting in shape for your summer trip out to the lake. It's really about being around for your kids and your grandkids and the health benefits of losing the weight, which you guys have heard all about. But here's the deal. You don't have to go into Billings Last Diet to pick up your protein chips or to lose the weight. You know, our friend Tim in Savage is out there on the Mondakistan border in eastern Montana, and he lost 100 pounds thanks to Billings Last Diet. So it doesn't matter where you're listening from right now. You can take advantage of the remote option. Check out BillingsLastDiet.com or give them a call, 294-6751. All right, speaking of numbers, Donald J. Trump, his poll numbers continue to soar. Poll numbers continue to skyrocket, especially in the wake of the L.A. riots and the Democrat Party in a total and complete meltdown. I mean, Gavin Newsom, who just recently was trying to pivot to look like a moderate, he was pretending to support women's sports and pretending to oppose men and women's sports. And then you saw at their state track and field championships, they forced these young ladies to share the podium with men pretending to be ladies. Just a slap in the face to these young women. And then now, California Governor Gavin Newsom, filing a lawsuit to stand in opposition to President Trump's efforts to secure the streets of Los Angeles. Absolutely pathetic. But yesterday I posted a story on our Montana Talks website, and this was the headline: Despite success, are the wheels about to come off the Montana GOP? And we had a couple of phone calls talking about my conversation with Don Kay, the chairman of the Montana Republican Party. And in this story, I was talking about, look, you know, the success of the Montana GOP and, you know, President Trump and how President Trump is and will remain incredibly popular here in Montana. But the story was talking about the race for chairman of the Montana GOP and what could happen on that front. But if I could have added one thing to that story, I would have highlighted how, look, even if the wheels came off of the Montana GOP, even if the GOP didn't raise any money next year, that, look, I think that obviously third-party groups would pick up the slack. They would raise the money. They would take the fight to the other side. But the other thing that works in Montana conservatives' favor heading into the 2026 midterm elections is just the outright embarrassment that is the Democrat Party, and not just in California, but even here in Montana. And so not only is Trump popular, and not only will President Trump remain incredibly popular here in Montana, but the Democrats are showing every indication of why nobody should vote for them ever again, especially with what's on display within Los Angeles and their defense of the rioters and of the protesters there. And really, what are they rioting for? Criminal, illegal aliens, rapists, murderers, drug cartel operatives, and more. This is CNN's Harry Enten. Actually, let me hold that one. That soundbite's too long. I can't use a three-minute clip from CNN, so I got to edit that one down. All right, sorry. I thought we had a shorter clip for that one. Let me start here. Joe Concha weighs in on some of the polling. I'll get to CNN's Harry Enten coming up after the break here. But this is Joe Concha. He was on Fox and Friends First talking about how President Trump's polls are just skyrocketing now as the American people are seeing even further the radical Democrat Party's approach to illegal immigration.
Because all I've seen is his poll numbers continue to steadily climb up, where you have many polls showing him above 50% in approval right now. It's not going in the opposite direction. But I'll share with you one very telling poll here. It comes from Insider Advantage. They were the most accurate poll of the 2024 election, or at least in the top three. They're ranked A by 538. And it says, do you approve Trump's National Guard deployment? There's a poll that just was out late yesterday. 60% approve, 40% disapprove. That's a 20-point difference. So, yeah, people support this because, again, what is the underlining theme here? ICE is trying to arrest murderers, rapists, and child molesters. And if you're against that as a party and as a media, you're definitely on the wrong side of an issue. And this will be a campaign ad, to your point, Carly, in 2026.
Before I let you go, I need a quick answer on this. Breaking news this morning,
yeah,
Elon Musk's apology. The founder of Doge sent out this early morning post saying,
"All right, anyway, yeah, Elon Musk's apology. We'll get to that. We'll get to that soundbite hopefully later in the morning, because that's a great response there from Joe Concha as well. But with the Battle of Los Angeles and the riots engulfing Los Angeles, it's not just L.A., it's Chicago, it's New York. They had to call out the bomb squad in Chicago yesterday, which makes you wonder, what are the Democrats, what are the far left, what are they planning for this weekend in places like Kalispell, Montana? Shelley in Kalispell sent us a message on the Montana Talks app. Did you hear about the No Kings mass protest taking place this Saturday? She looked at their website. She says there's 13 different towns in our state where these radical left-wing activists are planning to hold protests. Are they planning to get out of hand like they are elsewhere?
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
It was so easy, at least for a while, announce an ambitious carbon target for some future year in front of the microphones and cameras, and bask in the approval that immediately followed. This formula was usually followed by a turning of the screws to shut down existing electric generating resources that were biggest emitters. But now it's time to get serious. Even if the technologies to replace fossil fuel resources at full scale were ready for the challenge, and they decidedly are not, the rarely mentioned costs of huge investments needed are becoming daily more apparent. Meanwhile, a new force in energy has emerged in the voracious new appetite for power coming from the rollout of data centers, electrification, and AI. And so a more grown-up discussion of the future of energy would recognize a few realities. Wind and especially solar have helped fill the hole in generation from the retirement of coal, but we're not ready to retire what's left as quickly as folks think. I'm Patrick Buckley.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. We're all being hit by rising prices when food shopping, but there are many ways to save so you can avoid wasting your hard-earned dollars at the grocery store. Like avoid getting pre-cut items like veggies, packaged fruits, and cheese. Sure, it's convenient, but they're costly and can be almost double the price, and try to pick up larger bags of produce like potatoes, which are far more cheaper. But when buying in bulk, make sure it won't go to waste. Store packet snacks can also be convenient, but they're marked up in price. Instead, try buying a in bulk and making your own trail mix or other items. And instead of buying individually wrapped items like crackers or cookies, buy the whole box counterpart. Separate the items and package them yourself. And try to avoid buying non-food items at the grocery store like paper plates or plastic bags, which are often cheaper per unit at warehouse stores. And if you can, buy generic brands over brand name products, especially when it comes to spices, frozen foods, and cereals. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Tackling the issues that shape our state. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, yeah, let's get to CNN's Harry Enten. I'll just play a short sound bite from what he had to say. So he's a CNN pollster, but I was listening to Clay and Buck yesterday as I was driving across town. And Clay and Buck, they said their numbers guy, the guy that they trust for analyzing numbers and polling, they said Harry Enten on CNN actually does a pretty good job from what their numbers guy has to say. But so think about what's going on in Los Angeles. You've got people flying a foreign flag, launching basically what amounts to domestic terrorist attacks on American soil while they fly an American flag. It looks very insurrection-y, doesn't it? Somebody shared that on X yesterday on a post that I put up there. But anyway, it looks very insurrection-y, doesn't it, here? But now, of course, it's not just everyday, you know, American citizens who are outraged at what they are seeing in the streets of the United States of America. Not just at what they're seeing in the streets of the United States of America, but what they are seeing the Democrats embrace, promote, or downplay that is happening in the streets of America. And so as a result, you know, typically when you head into midterm elections, the party in power, you know, can lose seats. But everything the Democrats are embracing, I mean, the Bernie, AOC, private jet oligarch rally in Missoula was so filled with hypocrisy. And they want the Democrats to double down on this insanity. So Montana Democrats are showing no signs that they're going to go down another path. Look at every single one of the Democrats in the legislature that voted for this radical transgender agenda. Look at their left-wing judges in the left-wing Montana Supreme Court fully embracing this radical transgender agenda, the no-limits abortion agenda. And then they're absolutely crazy. They're backing the illegal aliens and downplaying what's happening in the streets of America. Just go look at what Ellie Boldman is posting on the Montana Politics hashtag on X. So, of course, President Trump's poll numbers are climbing even higher, but with one community in particular.
Start off on the fact that immigrant citizens, immigrant voters, foreign-born voters have gone tremendously to the right on this issue in 2024 and 2025 versus where they were in 2020. Closest to a trust war in immigration, you go back to 2020. Democrats, get this, held a 32-point lead on this issue. Immigrant voters were in the Democratic camp. Jump forward to 2024, 2025. Look at that shift, a 40-point shift to the right among immigrant voters. Republicans now lead on this issue by 8 points over Democrats, more so than any other group that I could find. The group of voters who became more hawkish on immigration were, in fact, immigrants themselves, immigrants who are registered to vote in this country.
So the bottom line is this, is that the Democrats and the liberal media, they love to virtue signal. They love to pretend that they care more about people than you do, as they allow criminals to invade this country, as they allowed a human trafficking operation to unfold on our southern border, as they allowed a sex trafficking operation to be conducted on our southern border. They pretended to care more about so-called immigrants than you do. But think about it. If you're a legal immigrant in this country, why did you come to this country? You obviously came here because you wanted to leave wherever you're at. Think about if you were a legal immigrant who fled a socialist country in South America. You fled the violence. You fled the crime. You were targeted by a socialist dictator running your country. And you wanted to flee that. So you came to the United States of America. And then Joe Biden and John Tester and the Democrats allowed those criminals and allowed those gangbanger thugs that were threatening you and your family to follow you in to the United States of America. You think you might be a little ticked off too? You think you might start voting a little differently? And that's the thing here, is that the Democrats aren't embracing immigrants. They're embracing criminal gangbanger thugs like Kilmore Abrego Garcia. That's who they've been defending. When they voted against the Lake and Riley Act, it couldn't have been more blatant. It could have been more obvious exactly who and what these folks in the Democrat Party are embracing. So, of course, President Trump's numbers are on the rise. Speaking of President Trump, now you have Governor Gavin Newsom lying. He got caught lying. Gavin Newsom claims that he never had a phone call with President Trump. And then, of course, the Trump White House shows the screenshot of the phone call and how long it was and everything like that. And so Gavin Newsom is totally caught in a lie. Here you go. Rapid Response 47 sharing this from President Trump on X as President Trump talks about his phone call with California Governor Gavin Newsom, who's now suing Trump in order to stop, in order to block the National Guard from securing the streets of one of his own cities.
Tonight, why don't we introduce you, this was on FoxNews.com, to some of the other criminal illegal aliens that the left is so desperate to keep in your country, that Gavin is fighting for, Karen Bass is fighting for. First up, Jose Ortiz from Ecuador, previously sentenced to 11 years in prison after getting caught with 11 kilos of cocaine. That's close to $500,000 worth of cocaine. Next up is Armando Ordaz, who is a suspected gang member from Mexico. Now, Armando is a convicted sex offender and a thief.
All right, that's just some of the people that ICE has been rounding up in California alone. I apologize, that wasn't the President Trump soundbite. That was, of course, Sean Hannity last night. But basically, President Trump, I think later in that audio clip there, says that he told Gavin Newsom, get your act together. But, of course, Gavin Newsom hasn't been able to do that. But imagine if President Trump did not send the National Guard. Imagine how much worse things would actually be.
Last night was terrible. And the night before that was terrible. We have, as you said, it was on most of your networks, people with big, heavy hammers pounding the concrete and pounding curbs, pounding it, breaking up, and handing these big chunks of concrete to people. And they were taking that concrete, going up on bridges and dropping it into the roof of a car. They were throwing it at our police. They were throwing it at our soldiers that are there. And we got it stopped, and we have them in custody right now. Look, if we didn't get involved right now, Los Angeles would be burning, just like it was burning a number of months ago with all the houses that were lost. Los Angeles right now would be on fire, and we have it in great shape. I'm not playing around.
All right. And, of course, thanks to Drew in Billings for sending me the message. Yeah, for those of you who haven't heard, a judge has already dismissed Gavin Newsom's lawsuit. So that news came out late yesterday. So there you go. There's the latest news on that front. Montana's U.S. Senator Tim Sheehy, he was on Fox News. Let me see if I can pull up the tweet here. I've got the audio. Yeah, he was on Fox Business. Here he is with Stu Varney talking about the L.A. riots. You know, we shared one of his tweets yesterday.
Senator Tim Sheehy joins me now. Mayor Bass says nothing was happening before ICE arrived. But these men are convicted murderers, rapists, and they would be on the streets of Los Angeles if they'd not been arrested. I don't understand the mayor's position.
Well, common sense, Stu. I mean, that's why we won last election. Americans want a secure border, cheap gas, safe streets, boys are boys, girls are girls, cops are good, criminals are bad. And as we see today, the Democrats still are pushing non-common sense policies. She's sitting there telling us everything's fine in L.A. There's no criminals to be seen. Meanwhile, they're burning cars, attacking cops, wreaking chaos in the streets. So people want safe streets. They want order in the streets. And that's what the president's bringing. So listen, none of us want active duty troops deployed in the U.S. Of course not. It's a pillar of our Constitution. But we also need public safety. We need order in the streets. And Americans have every right to feel safe in their own homes.
All right. Yeah, that was Senator Tim Sheehy. And as I mentioned, we're going to hear from Montana Senator Steve Daines coming up here later in the 9 o'clock hour of this show. All right. Let me check our Montana Talks app. Actually, I'll check those during the break here because we've had so many great messages coming in here all morning long. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Jeff and Victor sent us this message. So you had L.A. Mayor Karen Bass. We mentioned this on the show yesterday. L.A. Mayor Karen Bass was saying, oh, no, everything's fine. No, we didn't need the National Guard here. Everything's fine. And then now Karen Bass is ordering a curfew. Charlie Kirk from Turning Point USA posted on X. He says, Mayor Karen Bass is imposing a curfew on Los Angeles to manage the out-of-control peacefulness. So she had to install a curfew. Jeff and Victor made a great point. Who is going to enforce the curfew if the troops weren't there? Very good point. So if Mayor Karen Bass put her curfew in place, local law enforcement was already getting overwhelmed. If Donald Trump hadn't sent the Marines and the National Guard in, who would be there to help out with her curfew, right? Carrie in Franny, Wyoming, says this, quick question, why are these illegals loose on the streets if they were convicted of crimes and sentenced to jail? Well, of course, we know the answer to that one. California is effectively turned into a sanctuary state where, and then remember, they also have these very liberal Soros-style criminal justice policies. And so, yeah, they'll put a lot of criminals right back out on the streets, illegal or not. It's kind of like the everybody wins, except for the law-abiding citizen taxpayers, of course. Everybody wins if you're a criminal in California. Everybody else loses. All right, 406-294-0970. And, yeah, keep those messages coming on the Montana Talks app. Great messages.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, I almost forgot. Senator John Kennedy out of Louisiana. Oh, it was hilarious. He was talking about the L.A. riots last night. I think he was on with Sean Hannity. And he said, this is why the aliens won't talk to us. Hilarious. It's only about 60 seconds long, but wait till you hear that one. I got to play that one for you. And then, man, if I can pull it up on my X account here, Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth, he was at Fort Bragg with President Trump. With the troops, you know, they're gearing up to celebrate the U.S. Army's 250th birthday this Saturday. Also happens to be President Trump's birthday this Saturday as well. So Pete Hegseth was there speaking to the troops, and he just got thunderous applause as he talked about the woke garbage and the political correctness and how we're not going to be pushing that on the troops anymore. Thunderous applause from the troops at Fort Bragg yesterday. But he also was on Capitol Hill and had a great back and forth where one of the Democrat congressmen tried to catch him in a trap of why the National Guard shouldn't be used in California with the L.A. riots. And Pete Hegseth just totally drowned that guy out. So good stuff there. But first, let's get back to your phone calls here, 406-294-0970. We've got Nathan in Butte listening to KXTL. Nathan, what's going on? Good to hear from you.
Good. Yeah, just real quick, I wanted to call out the Democrat voters here in town on the comments and all the Facebook posts about J.D. Vance flying in and a waste of tax dollars and yada, yada. I think they forget about the last administration and what they did with our tax dollars.
Yeah, good point.
So that's all I got.
Yeah, we could go on about, yeah, if Barack Hussein Obama was flying in Dubuque, which he actually did do. They weren't complaining about that, right?
That's correct. That's correct.
Were they complaining when Joe Biden and John Tester were using their taxpayer dollars to fly illegal aliens secretly all across this country?
No, their mouths are shut. Nothing to see here, nothing to say.
Here's the other thing, Nathan. You know, Butte is supposed to be old school Irish Catholic Democrat town, right? Union town.
Yep.
J.D. Vance, like the reason why the unions went so strong for Trump and J.D. Vance is because J.D. Vance is so strong for them. I mean, this guy comes from communities like Butte, from working class communities like Butte. And Donald Trump and J.D. Vance did better in Butte than any Republican presidential candidate going all the way back to the Eisenhower administration. But some of these people are so locked into the Democrat Party in Butte that they're blinded by all of it, right?
Oh, yeah. We got a lot of lost souls that are moving into Butte, and it's a sad, sad thing.
Robert
O'Neill was right with whatever he tweeted. He was correct.
Well, and even just some of the young people, as I understand it, you know, from what I'm seeing and hearing, the younger folks in Butte are turning away from the Democrat Party. They're seeing what a failure, what a train wreck. But some of the old diehards, they will die with their Democrat Party jerseys on. They don't care how much the Democrat Party abandons them, shuts down their jobs, goes against American industry. They don't care. They're just going to keep voting for the Democrat Party no matter what. They will embrace the radical transgender agenda because they've got to toe the party line no matter what, no matter how crazy, illegal aliens, doesn't matter. They're going to toe the party line no matter what.
No, and they won't call out their own. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for the call.
Hey, thank you. Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, let's see. Where did I put my Montana Talks story that we printed up earlier? That's all right. I'll just do what Nathan and Butte did and what you can do as well. I'm just going to pull up MontanaTalks.com, or if you've got the Montana Talks app on your smartphone, you can pull it up with me here as well. So Vice President Vance lands in Butte, motorcade to Dillon. And so, yeah, I've got the video of Vice President J.D. Vance landing at the Burt Mooney Airport in Butte. And then NBC Montana, of course, credit for the video. And then they've got video of his motorcade as well. Let me scroll down a little further. So in that same story on our Montana Talks website, I said this. Speaking of Butte and politics, Rob O'Neill, the Navy SEAL who killed Osama bin Laden, talked about Butte politics Tuesday on X. Let me see. When did he send this out? He sent this out. It would have been, let's see. He sent this out. Okay. About 24 hours ago. 23 hours ago, Rob O'Neill says this. I grew up in a mining town. Unions were good. He says it's so frustrating to go home to Butte, Montana, and see how blind they are to the demons that have hijacked the Democrat Party. Pure evil. That's what Rob O'Neill had to say, the Navy SEAL who killed Osama bin Laden from Butte, Montana. And yeah, that's on our Montana Talks website right there. I should send Rob a note and just see what inspired him to send that tweet out yesterday. I'm assuming it was because of all the coverage about J.D. Vance, you know, heading to Butte and Dillon, etc. He was probably seeing some of the left-wing commentators just like Nathan and Butte was seeing there as well. Let's see. So, yeah, I mean, talking about just how insane the Democrat Party is, and yet some people in Butte will still keep voting for these guys. And it doesn't matter how Catholic J.D. Vance is. It doesn't matter how pro-union J.D. Vance is. They don't care. It doesn't matter how many illegal aliens Joe Biden and John Tester allowed into this country. They don't care. They're going to wave that rainbow flag with the black line through it because that's the jersey they grew up wearing. That's the jersey they're going to keep wearing. Damn the consequences. Senator John Kennedy out of Louisiana, he was on with Hannity last night talking about the L.A. riots.
All of this is why the aliens won't talk to us. I see what you see, what the American people see. I mean, no disrespect to Congresswoman Waters, but somebody needs to tell her that the voices in her head are not real. Point two, I've listened to so many of my colleagues and members of the media say that these are mostly peaceful protests. That's like saying that Harvey Weinstein is mostly a feminist because he didn't rape every woman who came into his office. He only raped some of them. Number three, in terms of Governor Newsom, he's flip-flopped a lot, Sean, on issues, but the governor's been very consistent on one thing, his antipathy toward the lives and feelings of ordinary Americans, including public safety. Governor Newsom is, his record shows this, he's the dictionary definition of weenie. He thinks cops are a bigger problem than criminals. He thinks if a cop has to shoot a criminal, it's automatically and always a cop's fault. But if a criminal shoots a cop, it's automatically and always the gun's fault. Here's a tip. Cops will leave you alone unless you do illegal stuff. That's what we're seeing in California.
All right, anyway, yeah, a great segment there with Senator John Kennedy out of Louisiana. It was fun to meet him on the campaign trail with Montana's U.S. Senator Tim Sheehy in Great Falls last summer. ABC 7 Eyewitness News. They probably have some funny tagline like working for you or something like that, that some consultant charged them a lot of money. ABC 7 Eyewitness News shared this news yesterday, but this was kind of interesting. There are more U.S. troops in L.A. than in Iraq or Syria. Are we supposed to be mad about that? Are we supposed to be shocked about that? I mean, our country has been invaded by terrorists and criminals and gangbanger thugs, and we've got people on American soil chanting for the death of America. Are we supposed to be, like, mad that there's more U.S. troops in L.A. than in Iraq or Syria? All the American people are like, oh, no, let's get the... Anyway, Sean Davis from The Federalist just shared that ABC 7 Eyewitness News report about how there's more U.S. troops in L.A. than in Iraq or Syria. He says, good. What's your take? 406-294-0970. Speaking of the troops, wait till you hear some of this Fort Bragg audio.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Alejandro Mayorkas, Gavin Newsom, all of them combined have turned a blind eye and flat out lied to us about the unvetted illegal immigrants coming into our country, including known terrorists, including Iranian assassination squads, including murderers, rapists, other violent criminals, drug cartels, gang members, drug dealers, and we now have anywhere between 12 and 20 million unvetted illegals that Donald Trump is trying to get out of the country to protect the law-abiding citizens in this country.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Pure Talk, my wireless company, a veteran-owned company, believes every man, every woman who has faithfully served this country deserves to proudly fly an American flag that was made in America. And that's why Pure Talk is on a mission to give an allegiance flag the highest quality American flag made in Charleston, South Carolina, to 1,000 veterans in time for these patriotic holidays. Just switch your cell phone service to Pure Talk. Do it this month, and a portion of every sale will go to provide these high-quality flags, hand-sewn, to the deserving vets. Now, with plans starting at just $25 a month for unlimited talk and text and plenty of data, you can enjoy America's most dependable 5G network, all while cutting your cell phone bill in half. Average family saves over $1,000 a year. You just dial #250, say the keyword save now. Pure Talk's customer service will make the switch. #250, keyword save now, support our veterans, and switch to America's wireless company, Pure Talk.
Fox. I'm Monica DeLuca. Rod Stewart has scrapped six of his upcoming concerts while he recovers from the flu. The 80-year-old rock legend saying in a statement, "I'm devastated and sincerely apologize for any inconvenience to my fans. I'll be back on stage and we'll see you soon." J Balvin, Doja Cat, and Tems have been booked to perform at the first ever halftime show for the FIFA Club World Cup soccer final. All three artists have performed at previous Global Citizen events. The halftime extravaganza is being produced by Global Citizen and curated by Coldplay's Chris Martin. It's set to be broadcast around the world July 13th from MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. That's Fox Rocks on Fox News.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, quickly throw the headset back on here. I was trying to check in on X, see what's happening out there. It's still at the top of my feed, x.com/Aaron Flint here. So this Democrat congressman from California, you know, apparently he's happy with his streets burning. He's happy with the rioting that's taken place. He was trying to trip up Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth yesterday. Let me just roll the audio for you here. All right, let me see if I got it queued up right. Let's see here. Yeah, DOD Rapid Response shared this yesterday morning. So early yesterday morning. Here we go.
The U.S. Code 12406 as a legal basis that the president used cites three examples and circumstances for the Guard. Invasion by a foreign nation, a rebellion or dangerous rebellion against the authority of the government of the United States, or the president is unable for with regular forces to execute the laws of the United States. Which authority is triggered here to justify the use?
I don't know. You just read it yourself, and people can listen themselves, but it sounds like all three to me. If you've got millions of illegals and you don't know where they're coming from, they're waving flags from foreign countries and assaulting police officers and law enforcement officers, that's a problem.
The laws of the United States?
No, the governor of California is unable to execute the laws of the United States.
The
governor of California has failed to protect his people along with the mayor of Los Angeles, and so President Trump has said he will protect our agents and our Guard and Marines are proud to do it.
So anyway, yeah, here's this Democrat congressman from California objecting to National Guard troops defending his own state from being burned to the ground here. And he lays out, he thinks he's going to trip up Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth, but in reality, he lays out exactly why the president has the authority to go in and crush this rebellion. You got people, flying foreign flags in the streets of L.A., fully covered faces so that they can't be identified. Anyway, now, it must have been later in the day. It must have been after that congressional hearing, I'm assuming. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth then joined President Trump at that big, rally and event for the troops at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Remember, Joe Biden changed the name of Fort Bragg. We still kept calling it Fort Bragg here on this show, of course, but I deployed in and out of Fort Bragg a couple of times. But anyway, listen to this line that SecDef Hegseth used with a whole bunch of paratroopers right behind him while he said these words, and then you can hear the applause in the background as well.
So at the Defense Department, we're doing three critical things at his direction. Number one, we're restoring the warrior ethos. We're getting back to basics. standards, accountability, readiness, training, warfighting, lethality. We're not a college or a university. We're not interested in your woke garbage and your political correctness.
Yeah, listen to the cheers from the troops there. But really, the big highlight, let me shut down my X feed here so this one will hopefully play for us. The big highlight was President Trump. You could tell the troops, they were waiting for it. They were staying out in that hot, humid sun in Fort Bragg. They were waiting for the Trump dance. Every time he did the Trump dance with his arms, they would just roar. Anyway, it was just hysterical. You got to go see that great clip. You could just tell the love President Trump has for the troops. You could tell the love the troops have for him as well. It was a sea of raspberry berets, a sea of those airborne berets, airborne paratrooper berets in the background. And it was funny seeing the soldiers do their own little versions of the Trump dance in the background. You need to contrast that happiness, that joy, that pride in America with what's going on in the Democrats' Los Angeles.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
It was so easy, at least for a while, announce an ambitious carbon target for some future year in front of the microphones and cameras, and bask in the approval that immediately followed. This formula was usually followed by a turning of the screws to shut down existing electric generating resources that were biggest emitters. But now it's time to get serious. Even if the technologies to replace fossil fuel resources at full scale were ready for the challenge, and they decidedly are not, the rarely mentioned costs of huge investments needed are becoming daily more apparent. Meanwhile, a new force in energy has emerged, and the voracious new appetite for power coming from the rollout of data centers, electrification, and AI. And so a more grown-up discussion of the future of energy would recognize a few realities. Wind and especially solar have helped fill the hole in generation from the retirement of coal, but we're not ready to retire what's left as quickly as folks think. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.